You know, a lot of masturbators ask me, how do they get more addicted to porn? How do they get more addicted to masturbating to porn? And it's going to sound counterintuitive, but the only way to masturbate more to pornography is to masturbate to things that aren't pornography. You know, like you should be able to read a book, like you should be able to read Moby Dick and just read the title Moby Dick should make you masturbate. You know, if there's a sex scene, you should just pull out your penis and masturbate. If there's like description of a body, if there's a description of a man, if there's a male character in a book, just masturbate, you know. And on top of that, you should be able to masturbate to the news. You know, I have my favorite news anchor that I like watching, and that's how I stay up to date with things, is I'll just watch him and I'll masturbate. And then I watch some like ESPN, I'll masturbate to the hosts, you know, I'll masturbate to the football players, I'll watch sports and masturbate. I'll watch a lot of other movies. I'll watch comedies and I'll masturbate. I'll watch dramas and I'll masturbate. I'll watch things on Netflix and I'll masturbate. I'll watch cartoons and I'll masturbate. I'll watch like whatever I want to, and like, and then I'll masturbate at the same time, you know? And I think that's the way to like stay up to date on things. It's a really smart way of enjoying pornography more, because when you watch pornography and you masturbate, it's going to be much more intense, because the entire point of porn is to masturbate to it, it's to enjoy it. So I think it's a really good practice to know that you can masturbate, you should try to masturbate, and you should get to the point where you can just masturbate to anything and just watch it and just enjoy it, you know? Like, I watched my news anchor and I just imagine him without a shirt on, naked, nipples out, you know, like, and it all started because I used to watch the porn video where it's like called Naked News. It was really hot, but they stopped. And it was just really great. Just like that really normalized it for me to like watch the news and masturbate. You know, you should also be able to masturbate in a movie theater, you know, even if what you're watching isn't a porn, even if it's an isn't a porn movie theater, you should just be able to cuddle your penis just here and there, you know, just a touch here and there. And also, like, if you're ever listening to a podcast, you should be able to masturbate to their voices, even if like you're tuning out. Just focus on like the pleasure and everything, you know. Because if you're a masturbator, you should be able to masturbate to anything. It should be easy to masturbate, you know. Like, I personally have a food fetish, so if I'll see a donut, I'll get hard and I'll masturbate, you know, because it just looks like a hole, you know. And like, I'll also watch cooking shows and masturbate, because they'll just be like, they'll be sweaty when they're running around trying to cook it, and I'll just imagine like the musk and the smell of like all the chefs and everything, and just like imagine them, just like, just really sexualize them and just have a sexual existence, have a sexual fantasy about what's going on. Imagine it like becoming porn, and then you can watch porn right after, you know, just to follow it up. I'll just watch like, I have this one thing that I'll do. I'll watch like a cooking demonstration of like someone making a pizza, right? And then after that, I'll follow it up with some porn of two twinks working in a pizzeria. And then they start fucking the dough, or they'll start fucking each other. And I'll just masturbate to it, because it should, any media should work for you as a masturbator. Any sort of thing like that has visual stimuli, any auditory stimuli, you should turn it and sexualize it. You should really just rewire your brain to masturbate to anything. You should be able to masturbate to like a horror movie, and then following that up with porn satire of that horror movie. You know, like a lot of straight porn has this, and I think that's why a lot of straight men get addicted to porn as well, is because there's a lot of porn parodies of things that exist. Like, a movie will come out and then there'll be a porn parody of it. And I think that really helps to get you in the masturbator mood, just to make you more porn addicted. I'd recommend watching a little bit less porn in order to rewire your brain into thinking that it's about to get out of a relapse, and then you immediately force it to watch porn again. That way you're always on edge and your penis doesn't really know what's going on. I call this penis confusion, you know. For example, I used to read a lot of philosophy books before I became a masturbator. So I would read like a lot of philosophy books, and then I'd watch a video about tantric masturbation. I'd look up some like of the philosophical ideas of sex and everything, and just masturbate to those, and just connect more things in your life to porn. connect more concepts in your life to porn. And for example, like I would read a calculus book, right? For class, in college. So I'd read college calculus. And then after that, I would follow that up with teacher porn and just like having a math class teacher just like fuck the student right there. And then I'd go back to calculus, and then I'd do another problem, or I'd study something, or I'd do another exercise. And then after that, I'd follow that up with more teacher student porn, or follow that up with just like some stupid gooner shit about formulas and stuff, and just make up my own gooner formula, like penis plus gooner equals fun time or something like that. And I just sexualize everything. Another thing that you can do is, if you're an athletic masturbator and you like to work out a lot, you can work out, right, while watching porn and watching muscle men, and just kind of using that to really feel you. So, you know, you're doing a non-masturbatory act of like exercising, lifting, going up and down, up and down, up and down with the weights. And then you're going to masturbate your brain by looking at beefy muscle men, looking at men who have sculpted their bodies for years, and you're sculpting your body the same way. That way you connect even the act of exercising to porn. And then after that, you need to watch some men showering, and that way it'll encourage you to shower more. You know, like porn should be improving your life in some way. It's not all downshifting, but you should really just let porn just educate you on all these topics. And back when I was a freshman in college, I was taking a class in Japanese, so I would read a lot of bara, right? And I would try to translate what they were saying in order to like improve my Japanese and just like sort of get the gay lingo and everything. So I would look at bara, I would look at yaoi, I'd look at gay anime stuff. I'd just watch those and I'd masturbate. And then I'd go into Japanese class, and every time I would speak Japanese, I would just think about what was happening to this one beefy man and this one comic, and I'd get hard. And then I just masturbate once I got home, because I would be connecting everything into porn. I would turn. It's really important that you realize that you have the ability and the power to turn even boring things into porn. And that just makes porn way more intense when you watch it. And that'll addict you more, is by being able to know like all of your hobbies can be pushed into porn, all of your expectations, all of your life goals can be pushed into porn. That will make you want to watch more porn. And you know, sometimes you can go into like Goodwill or something and get like a really cheap college textbook, right? And you'll learn something new, and then at the end of every page that you read, you just draw a penis, and then you turn the next page, or you write the word penis, or you write the word cock, or you write the word dick, or you write the word stroke, or you write the word masturbate, and then you just keep reading, you know? And destroying that the ability to retrieve that knowledge again by writing penis, by writing cock into a page, and just keep on going and going. And if you are, for example, like a cummer, it's really fun to glue the pages shut with your own semen. So you can just ejaculate right into a book and then seal it. And you can do that for every single page until you can't access that knowledge anymore. And that's how I think of interacting with regular sort of like media that's not pornography, is that you need to let your penis corrupt it, and you need to let your masturbation take over even just the boring stuff in your life. And you know, like you can do this for like picture frames too. For example, like I'll look at my picture frames and be like, oh, that's really nice, I have a college degree and everything. And then sometimes I'll just print out a picture of porn. I'll print a picture of a guy's like big butt, and I'll just put that over my degree. And that's what I mean when you should do other things other than watch porn, is that you should be able to sort of trigger yourself, knowing that every morning you'll walk past your degree, and then instead of that, it'll be porn, because porn will replace everything in your life eventually. But that doesn't mean that you should try to force that. It should be a slow process of porn just consuming you. And another thing you can do, and this is what I used to do in film. I used to do film interpretation. I used to do creative writing. So I would look at a piece of art and just think, how can I look at this from a masturbator's perspective? For example, like I have this piece of art where there's a bunch of men in wearing different color clothes, and they're all looking down. And so I got it because I was like, oh, it looks like they're all looking at their penis. And then I just hung it up. And then every time I look at it, I'm just like, oh, it's just a bunch of masturbators looking at their penis. And another thing I do, like, for example, another thing I like to do when I look at nature paintings is I'll just look at it and just say, like, to myself, like, oh, imagine masturbating. If it's a picture of an ocean, I'll say, imagine masturbating next to the ocean. Or